Well, good morning, everybody, and a very happy Christmas to you. If I haven't met you before, I'm Simon Vibert, the relatively new vicar, first Christmas here. We're thinking actually this morning about names. There are two Simons who work for Christ Church of Virginia Water, and I've come to be known as Vicar Simon. I'm not sure what you want to call the other one. He's got the official uniform on, but I've got the vicar uniform on, which is reindeer shirt, because I can only wear it for about 4 weeks a year, so anyway. But we're going to think about that passage that we had in front of us, and I'm going to need a little bit of help. I've got some carefully prepared props so that we can think about the subject of names this morning. They may go wrong, because I discovered at about 10:15 that I think we might have pulled one of the Christmas crackers at lunch yesterday. Anyway, they were hastily rearranged, but we shall see. And if you have a Bible in front of you, it'll help, because we're going to think about this passage in front of us, which we've just had read. We're not going to read it again at that speed. But I need some help, first of all. So just, will somebody like to come and help me here pull a cracker? First hand, go ahead. It'd be excellent. Come on up. Right, you ready? One, two, three. Nice bang. Right, see what you've got inside there, he says with fear and trepidation. A hat, the mandatory hat, that needs to go on your head. Yes. Let me help. A notebook. Yes, very good, he says furtively. Is there anything else in there, we wonder? Let's have a little look. It's a puzzle, okay? It's the same up there. So this is for you, first of all. Do you have any idea what that might say?
I hug sheep.
I hug sheep. close. The first letter is right. Would anybody like to help him? I... Man, meh, you, L.
Oh, okay.
Hey, very good. Thank you very much. And for your torture, you can have a chocolate. Help yourself. Did you never play Dingbats? There we go. So that's the first name, and you know what it means. It means God with us. That's what the word, this isn't working very well, Emmanuel means, God with us. And actually this was a promise that was given way back in the book of Isaiah, that God would come among his people and he would save them and rescue them and make clear the identity of God to them. What the people perhaps didn't realize at that point was the way in which God was going to come close. They hadn't imagined that Jesus would be born like every other human, apart from his miraculous conception, that he would cry, that he would grow up, that he would eat, that he would get tired, that God would come among us as a human baby at Christmas time and grow up as the perfect human being. God came close. And amidst whatever else you think about over this Christmas period, take a moment to think about the wonder of that first Christmas, where God became a human being, so that for all of this time you might be confused or not know or be in the dark about God's identity, we can look at that first Christmas and see that God became a human being for us to show us what God was like. Okay, I need a second volunteer, please. Yes, please. Very willing hand. This is the one that might go wrong. So let's see. One, two, three. Thanks. See what you got. I think that's probably a bookmark. Yes. No, that hat you're going to have to wear, I'm afraid, in a minute. And then that. Okay, so now just there's a reason why I'm doing this. Do you mind if I take this very nice hat off? Thank you. And put this important crown on you. Thank you. Sorry about that. It's made for my head, obviously. And then let's have a look at this one. This is up here on the screen as well. Do we have any idea what this is? Okay. SOS. Anybody know what SOS stands for? Yes. Save Our Souls. Very good. So that's what you use. That little ring there is what you use to throw into the water to help somebody if they're drowning. Thank you for your help. Would you like a chocolate as a reward? No. Thank you very much. Thank you. You can take your hat back. Thank you so much for your help. Okay, so this pictures for us the second word that's used in our reading, and it occurs actually twice in Matthew chapter 1. So the angel of the Lord visits Joseph here in Matthew's gospel because he is understandably anxious that his betrothed is pregnant with a child. And the angel comes and says, "Don't be afraid, Joseph, because you are to take home Mary, you're to finish your betrothal process and to marry her, because you have a son conceived by God the Holy Spirit, and he will be given the name Jesus." And then a little bit at the end, we're told that Joseph comes good and does, when the baby Jesus is born, give him that name. Now, the name Jesus was actually quite common in ancient Israel. In the Old Testament, it would have been Joshua, and in the New Testament, Jesus. They both mean the same thing. They mean God saves. And actually, there are Joshuas around even today. It's quite a popular name, isn't it? But names meant something in a way that Simon doesn't necessarily mean anything today. Joshua actually signified the fact that this person, this Jesus, would be the God who would die for us on the cross, rescuing us from our sins. And that's why I've just summarized it as God for us. Because actually that's why he came. Jesus came not to stay in a stable, born in a manger. He actually grew up. And more than half of the Gospels concentrate on the very last week of his life and focus in particularly on his death upon the cross, where we believe that he took the sins of the world by dying in our place and taking the punishment. So I have one more cracker. Right, I'm not going to the front row again, sorry. You can have a chocolate though if you want, seeing as you were so keen. How about, yes, please, do come and help me. Okay. One, two, three. There we are. I have no idea what that is. You can make shapes with this. Okay, and sorry, no, you can't just discard that important crown. Thank you. Very good. Are you able to read it out?
My surname is not my surname, but it describes what I do.
Thank you very much for reading that. Okay, so my second name is not my surname, or last if you're an American, but it describes what I do. Anybody got any idea what that word is? Very good. Did you hear that? Christ. Thank you so much. Would you like a chocolate? Here we go. Thank you. (clears throat) Yes, that's right. So sometimes people think, well, you know, Jesus had two names. His Christian name was Jesus and his surname was Christ. But actually, no, as we've already discovered, names mean something. And the word Christ is the same word as Messiah, used in the Old Testament to refer to God's anointed one, and particularly to think about kings. So that's why we have crowns in our crackers, or not. Because actually, whenever you put that on, you are to remember that Jesus is the Christ, God's anointed one. You see, those three names are really important, actually, to give us the whole Christmas story. Emmanuel, God with us, came among us as a baby, and everything that we sung about and heard about already in all of our Christmas readings. Jesus, he came on a mission, God for us. But actually, there's a message to each one of us, namely that we need to bow, as those magi did in the next chapter in Matthew, which we'll think about next Sunday, need to bow before Jesus and to acknowledge him to be the Christ over us. And actually, we need King Jesus to do that for us, to know God with us, God for us, and God over us. So there are those verses in our passage which spell out those three words. And my hope and prayer for each one of us is that this Christmas, the name of Jesus may mean something fresh and new for each one of us. That as we enjoy our time together in our families, we enjoy all of our festivities, that there's actually a message that resonates beyond Christmas and has meaning for every one of us. That we might know God's presence, that we might know God's rule, that we might know God's forgiveness. So let me pray for each one of us, shall we? That this Christmas we may know God with us, God for us, and God over us. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that you came and we're filled with wonder as we try to imagine how it is that the eternal God could become a human being, be born as a baby, and to live life as a man. And yet this wondrous baby not only came to show us what you're like, but also to die on the cross for us so we may know your forgiveness. So this Christmas time, may we know Emmanuel, God with us. May we serve and follow you. And may you fill our hearts with joy that we can know the King of Kings as our Savior and friend. In your name we pray. Amen. This Christmas time, where I'm giving people just a little booklet called Longing for Paradise that I wrote. And it's just trying to explain why it is that we all have within us this sense of longing for peace and for purpose. We maybe try to find it in a tropical holiday, but somehow we take the troubles of the world with us. And this little booklet explains how you can know Jesus, Emmanuel, God with you this Christmas time. If you'd like a copy of it, then please do find me afterwards. I'll be very happy to give it to you.